This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
We've been doing this WHQR feature, Communique, for 6 months now, and I've really enjoyed hosting and producing these interviews. As a special treat for all the folks I spoke with last year and for our listeners, I have a little mashup for you. When I do a mic check with guests, it's very often a little chat about food, specifically breakfast.
Beep, 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 beep. All right, tell me what you had for breakfast.
I had a bowl of oatmeal.
Everybody's having oatmeal.
Yeah, well, it's what the kids are all hip about.
Yeah. Oh, this morning, the crunchiest, nicest multi-seed toast. Toasted to perfection with some sun nut butter, the crunchy variety with the blue top that you have to look hard for at Harris Teeter. And on one piece of toast, fruit-only blueberry jam. And on the other, fruit-only something orange.
I had eggs, spinach, tomatoes on a waffle.
A smoothie.
What was in it?
It was actually milk and protein powder. That's it.
Is that a smoothie?
Yeah.
A tablespoon of peanut butter.
Tablespoon?
Tablespoon.
Just no bread or cracker?
I love peanut butter.
Oh, man, I had French press coffee, fried eggs, and some Goolsby sausage.
Are they related?
Yeah. You know, you should lower your sugar intake.
I intake very little processed sugar. Yeah, most of my sugar comes from alcohol, probably.
And oatmeal. Maple brown sugar oatmeal. Yeah.
Well, I got a hot dog and a drink, and it was $4.34.
Ow.
I'm sorry about that.
Wow.
Ooh, sorry.
Okay.
Small puppies.
What kind of puppies were they?
They were kind of like the dachshund.
Hot dogs.
Yeah, they were, you know. Kind of nice. I mean, it was a rotisserie style, so it was really, you know, it was
nice. That's good. Right, I'm going to tell you the same thing I've told everyone else who eats oatmeal for breakfast, which is you should try steel-cut oats.
Right. I should.
You just feel so clean and light, and your skin starts to glow, and it's totally worth it. And you do, like, a whole juice of a whole lemon in a glass of water. You add a tablespoon of grade B maple syrup. Not grade A, which is usually the pancake, but grade B because that's unfiltered and has all the minerals in it.
Grade B
maple syrup, like from Vermont.
Can I put a waffle in the cup too?
Only if you're doing a smoothie, right?
Two boiled eggs.
What I had for breakfast, a cup of coffee. I don't eat breakfast.
Nope.
Are you going to?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm not really sure. I'm not. You know what? I don't think I had breakfast today. Don't ask me why. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Four travel mugs.
Four travel mugs full of coffee?
Yes.
Like fully caffeinated?
Oh, yes. And we just had a really formal tea today.
Tell me, what is the attraction of a poached egg?
Oh, well, you cut up the buttered toast, and then you put the two poached eggs on top and just smush it, you know, smash it, put pepper on it, and it's kind of like a fried egg, but it's healthier for you.
It's disgusting.
I had a Velveeta bar. Also some strawberries.
Many thanks to our Communique guests in 2016, and we look forward to all our guests this new year. If you ever forget what amazing people live amongst us, just tune in. Happy New Year and happy breakfasting to all our listeners.